my family and staff look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in, now is the perfect time. 654-7627, 654-7627. Lots to get to. Obviously, Duke, Carolina tonight. I don't know if you heard this, Rona, earlier, but I mentioned this. The tickets, according to WFMY, the tickets for tonight's Duke-North Carolina game going from $3,088 to... We had a caller yesterday who mentioned this. Who was it?
I don't remember. I remember it being mentioned.
From this was as of like 8 hours ago. From something like that, 6 hours ago. From $3,088 to $6,255.71.
Who is the... Do they all have boosters for their fans?
I'm not sure who is paying those prices.
I don't understand that. The average person there couldn't go, hey, you know what? I want to go see a basketball game.
Yeah, it's a nice little game. But that's the caller yesterday was asking, and I don't remember who it was now, but he was asking, you know, look, do these players deserve more based on the fact that these schools can ask these kind of prices?
Yeah,
this school, at least this school can. So yeah, I think the problem is this is the rarity. This is just that game. It's just that game.
Just North Carolina.
By the way, if you're following along at home and you're connecting all the dots and lines, you know, regarding that NC investigation.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Some of that may have already been taken care of.
I mean, that is ridiculous. The average person can't go see it.
Yeah, too.
And like you say, I mean, they can stay home and watch it on TV.
Texas says, hope this game lives up to the hype. Sometimes these games don't. Yeah, you know, you get two quality seats for like, you know, $10,000-$11,000.
That's That's just insane.
Dad says to son, hey, little Johnny, you want to go to the game tonight? Yeah, let's go. 10 grand.
Yeah, and when you're 16, you won't be getting a car.
Yeah, exactly right. This Duke North Carolina game is interesting on a whole number of levels. Obviously, there's an incredible amount of young talent in it. Kobe White for North Carolina, Nazir Little, who's had the sprained ankle. Duke's guys are household names to everybody now. Zion Williamson will, in all likelihood, be the number one pick in the draft, and RJ Barrett, who and those two guys are probably better taking their guy off the bounce than any two players in America, or at least in the top three. And they're on the same team. I think when you look at this game, the first question always right now for anyone who plays Duke that's intent on playing man-to-man is who's checking Zion Williamson. Texas says, I saw Zion play for $5 at Anderson Christian School. That's great. That's pretty good. Yeah, see, it was a lot cheaper then. Now it's $5,000, $6,000 if you want to get a good seat to see Zion play now. So I guess he's certainly been worth it. There's no question about that. But the first question that you have to ask when you play Duke and when you're intent on playing man-to-man. And, oh, by the way, I keep saying this. I don't know why people don't zone Duke. I would zone him. Now, the issue is this. In relation to that, while everybody tinkers with zone, there's only a few dedicated zone teams. Syracuse, Baylor, there just aren't many. They're a dinosaur. And if you're not a dedicated zone team, then chances are you don't play it very well. And one of the most difficult things to do in any zone is remember that you have box out responsibilities. Just because you're playing zone doesn't mean you don't put a body on people. You still have blackout responsibilities. And that's all these little elements of playing a zone defense. You know, you have to work at it. You have to be a real good zone team like Syracuse, you have to be a dedicated zone team. Dedicated meaning that's what you do. That's what you do. And since there are so few dedicated zone teams, Baylor's are basically a dedicated zone team. They just suck at it. Yeah, and they shouldn't be playing zone. But since there aren't many of those teams, it's hard to just say, you know, well, we're playing Duke tonight, so let's zone them. But everybody tinkers with some zone. And I still think that the best way to defend Duke is to zone them. It's not to cover Barrett and Zion Williamson man-on-man, because fundamentally no one's been able to. No one's been able to level those guys off. No one. And again, it seems strange when you talk about Zion Williamson, who's 285 pounds, that no one can level him off, but they can't. He's great off the bounce. That vertical explosiveness is also seen in first step. Explosiveness is explosiveness. If you have a 45-inch vertical leap, then guess what? You're also really explosive in your first step. And he blows by people. And so that's the first challenge for North Carolina, is how do you defend Zion Williamson if you're not going to zone him? The answer is that I think will be Nazir Little. Now, the first problem there is Nazir Little has been dealing with a sprained ankle. In the Wake Forest game, he did not play the second half of that basketball game. And so I think that's the first issue. They need him to be healthy, because when I consider the rest of the guys on this North Carolina roster that could guard Zion Williamson, I think you have a big problem. Yeah, no, you're right, Dexter. Those ticket prices are primarily through secondary market. But when I look at the guys on North Carolina's roster who could conceivably guard Zion Williamson, I see Nazir Little and nothing else. Nothing else. Check Jackie O writes, there's not a damn soul in North Carolina that has where to go, that has that kind of money to watch a friggin' basketball game get real.
Really?
Apparently there's somebody, Jackie. Apparently there's somebody. I don't know. Maybe they're corporate. But I think it has to be Nasir Little. And if he's not healthy, if he has a sprained ankle and lateral quickness is an issue, then he's not going to be up to that job. And if he's not up to that job, then I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what else you do to guard him. And so there's my question number one going into this game is how healthy is Nasir Little? Because to my way of thinking, he's the only guy. Terrence writes, St. John started in zone and gave Duke some issues. Well, right. And that's what I'm advocating. I'm advocating if you want to play Duke, zone him. Even if you're not a dedicated zone team, you're going to have to zone Duke, because when you zone him, you're fundamentally cutting off the driving lanes. And the best part about it is you shouldn't have to overextend or have the zone reach out too far, because Duke is not a great three-point shooting team. Probably a little better than they were earlier, in part because of Reddish's improvement. But they're still not a great three-point shooting team. So you don't have to stretch your zone too far, and therefore you cut off the driving lanes. There's two things we're playing Duke right now. They get these emotional points, particularly at Cameron. The emotional points come in two ways. They come off of threes, which is the historical Duke way, and they come off of yokes, dunks, but most notably by Zion Williamson. Those two things jack up that crowd. When that crowd gets jacked up, you're losing. You're losing in stretches. You're losing the game. You have got to prevent the emotional points. So if you're North Carolina, you know, you've got to be able to defend the three. You can't let Duke have an exceptional night from three-point range when they haven't been a great three-point shooting team. But you have to stop the emotional points. You can't have live ball turnovers. You can't let Duke run up and down and let Zion dunk on you seven times. You can't have that. They get those emotional points, and you're not beating them in that building. You're not beating them in that building. So I think there's that. But it starts for me, if you're not going to zone them, it starts for me with what North Carolina player will be charged with guarding Zion. And the only guy that can is Nasir Little. There's no other player on North Carolina's roster that can guard Zion. I mean, Luke May's not guarding him. I mean, Luke May can't guard Ramona. I mean, no offense. I mean, Luke May is a nice player. He does a lot of nice things. Defensive rebounding is a part of playing defense, and he's a good, solid defensive rebounder, and he's a guy who posts stats every game, but he can't move his feet laterally, and he gives up a lot on the defensive end. So he's not guarding him. Cameron Johnson has developed into a really good player, and I knew he would. I loved Cameron Johnson when he came. His talent was evident right from the get-go, but Cameron is not strong enough and not quick enough laterally to guard Zion Williamson. The only guy with the type of athletic explosiveness, and obviously he's smaller. He's 6'6", 220, Nasir Little is, versus Zion's, you know, 6'7", 285. But at least Nasir Little has the athleticism and the explosiveness to try and level Zion off. I mean, what you want to do is not let him get layups and dunks. You want to force him to the perimeter. And obviously, you don't want him going left. You want to overplay his strong hand and force him right if you're playing a man-to-man. So the first question is Nasir Little and that sprained ankle. And how is that ankle going to hold up? Because without him, they can't guard him. Without him, I think they have to play some zone. I think they have to play some zone anyway. So there's that. Then there's you flip it around, and there's the Kobe White issue. White has been really good of late. He's shooting the ball really well. He's shooting it with confidence from three-point range. His three-point percentage is up over 38% now. He's a tremendous talent. Tremendous talent. But he'll be guarded by Trey Jones. And, you know, Trey Jones has demonstrated that as a freshman, he's one of the better on-ball defenders in the country. So the advantage that North Carolina has had of late in White and his ability might be negated a little by Trey Jones. In fact, it will be to some degree. Now, White is still 6'4", 6'5", and he may be able to shoot the ball over Trey Jones. But Jones is going to retain contact with him. Excuse me. So there's going to be that challenge. White has been such an instrumental part of what they do offensively of late. And Trey Jones has a chance to neutralize some of that. Mona, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back. Walt up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jewelers going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out, spend St. Patrick's Day with us, March 16th at Schaefer's Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
The long-awaited 2019 Honda Passport is now at Hendrick Honda Easley. Just a short drive from wherever you are, Hendrick Honda Easley has the Passport in stock and ready for delivery. All redesigned with Honda Sensing Standard. Available in four trims, including all-wheel drive with four drive modes, LED headlights, with tons of options and accessories. Hendrick Honda Easley is your Honda Passport to adventure. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Blue Marble Deli in Seneca offers hearty sandwiches on fresh-baked bread, soups, salads, delicious sides, desserts, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit Pub Blue next door from 4 to 11 p.m. for nighttime entertainment, live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717. 286 Market Street in Seneca, next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
1, 2, 3, and.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me, my only son.
Walt of Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. James on Twitter, Ramona writes, Dad to son, I'm using your tuition to buy two tickets to the Duke game. Yeah. Aaron writes, I paid $40 for Clemson Virginia Tech basketball ticket. I thought that was high.
No way.
See?
No way.
See?
40 is cheap.
Exactly right. So so make sure you get on out and still support this bunch the rest of the way. Because, again, I know it seems impossible to you, to the LOL crowd, but Clemson is still very much in the NCAA tournament picture. Very, very much. Somebody wrote me earlier and asked, well, what would be better, to go to the NCAA tournament and lose the first round or go to the NIT and in advance? The NCAA tournament every single day. Listen, no kid who grows up playing basketball in this country dreams of playing the NIT. A million years ago they did, when that was the biggest tournament. But in the modern era, no kid who grows up playing basketball on any court in this country grows up thinking about, hey man, one day I hope to make the winning shot in the NIT. Little kids all over America grow up thinking about hitting the winning shot in the NCAA championship game. You want to be in that field, period, regardless of how quickly it ends, how quickly the journey ends. But again, I still believe this. I still believe that if this team gets in the tourney, they will be way more dangerous than people understand. In part because they have so much seniority, in part because they went down this road last year. That is of enormous benefit. There haven't been a ton of Clemson basketball teams that have returned to the NCAA tournament after advancing to the third round. So there's that. And again, to my way of thinking, they're winning at least 3 of 5. Somebody asked me about Syracuse and said, well, what makes you think home court will tilt the Syracuse game? Now, I'll get back to Duke and North Carolina in a minute. You can get in. Now's a good time. 654-767. You Duke, North Carolina people, Zeke, et cetera, you want to get in and tell me about this game, you're welcome to do so. What your thoughts are. I've already expressed one of my concerns. But regarding Syracuse, look, the game at Syracuse was very competitive, very close. And my thought was, in watching that game, I just thought Clemson needed to push the ball more because this Syracuse is so good at what they do. Again, there are a million different ways to beat a zone, but the first way is not to let it set up. It's to beat it down the court. And I thought Clemson had chances in that game to do so. And again, I asked Coach Brunell about this in a subsequent interview, and he said, yeah, that he wanted to do more of that, that was sort of the plan, was to try and beat that zone down the court more than they did. But it didn't happen in that game for whatever reason. Here, playing in this building, it needs to happen. Clemson needs to do a better job advancing the ball and getting some easy points before that zone sets up. So you're not going against that zone, the half court, for an entire game. You've got to improve that element. That game was close enough that if you just improve that element by a little bit, then you win. And now you're playing at home. I think Clemson is going to beat Syracuse. I do. I think North Carolina is a bigger challenge, but I'm not ruling it out. I'm not ruling beating North Carolina here out. North Carolina is not invincible. They've had moments where they've looked invincible. They've also had moments where they looked human. So I'm not ruling it out. But I think Clemson's going to win those other three, and I think Clemson will beat Syracuse. And I'm sort of counting on the fact that in that Syracuse game, Clemson is going to try and push the ball a little more. That's playing at home than they did on the road against Syracuse. Because, again, that's the easiest way to beat that zone. It's not to go up against it. It's to beat it down the court before it's fully set and to get some good early offense looks. And look, this team has struggled some offensively in the half court against the better teams they play. There's no question about that. And that's why, to an even greater extent, you need some early offense. You need some easy baskets. We live in this world where everyone talks about shooting the three and defending the three, shooting the three and defending the three. But basketball is still won by the team that gets the most layups, dunks. It's still won by teams that get out and run. That's why Virginia has failed repeatedly in the NCAA tournament. It's because they get no early offense under Bennett's system. They get no early offense. They get no transition offense. And they get locked up in these deathmatch games where, you know, it's 58-55 and suddenly the pressure's on Virginia. Teams that win the NCAA tournament, they win with margin of victory. They have three games where they blow people off the court. They wind up playing like one close game. They win because they're pushing the ball. They're getting easy offense. These college defenses, this advanced scouting, is just too good to allow teams to set up in the half court defensively and then think that you're going to execute your offense last night. Or that you're going to execute your offense with efficiency. Even with a post player as good as Thomas. And that's another thing. As long as Thomas can take it, I want him getting more touches. More touches. I want a more concerted effort to get the ball to Thomas. Now, I admit, under the way the rules are structured now, every time a guy tries to seal a defender, he winds up getting called for an offensive foul. And Thomas has been called for offensive fouls and attempting to seal defenders in every game I remember of late. Every game I remember of late. Yeah, that's right, Texter 803. I did predict Florida State was going to beat Clemson. You see, or that Clemson was going to beat Florida State. Yes, you're 100% right, which I admitted to in the first sentence of the show. Actually, I played it in the first opening of the show. So that means that because I got that game wrong, my opinion on another game is invalid. Why do you listen then? I think I've proven the validity of my sports opinions, and I assume that's why you listen. So you know what? Text smarter. Be smarter than that, because that's the dumbest text I've received in a month. So congratulations today, Texter 803-580. You're the guy. You want to get in, 654-7627. Getting back to Duke and North Carolina, you want to get in on it. Again, 654-7627. You can get in on the conversation. Texter Stewart says, amen to that. When I wrote, it's still not over for the NCAA. It just factually isn't. This loss hurt, though. Yeah, again, you know, that's what I wrote last night. The loss did hurt, but it still factually is not over. Just isn't. I mean, if you're paying attention, you see what's going on, it just isn't. Chad says, in Greenville says, Thomas also has to lead the country in fouls on moving screens. Yeah, some of that's on him. Some of that's on perimeter players not properly utilizing screens. Thomas is a foul magnet for these officials, no question about it. Now, I actually thought last night, you know, it's strange. Early on last night, I thought Thomas was called for two fouls that were ridiculous. But later in the game, I thought he committed several fouls that he actually got away with for once. And I don't remember saying at really any point this year that I saw Thomas get away with a foul or two. There was enough contact a couple times late on each end, at least on one possession on each end, where I thought they were going to hit Thomas with another foul. But he was able to avoid that. Look, he stayed on the court 34 minutes. And again, he battled And he was going up against all that height and size, and I just didn't think he had much help. I'm looking for more from Amir Sims moving forward. I'm hoping for more. I'm hoping that I want to see Amir Sims in his continued development become a more physical presence. Too often the Amir Sims I see right now is playing like a three and is primarily a spot up perimeter shooter. I want to see more versatility from Amir Sims, and I want to see him use his body and his physical size to a greater degree than he is. Now, you're not going to face another team like Florida State in terms of length and size. The closest will be North Carolina. So there's that. You want to get in 654-767. Texas, dang, well, been listening to you for over 10 years. You've been wrong about only 10% of the time, but people are only going to call out the wrongest. Hey, that's the way it works. I understand that. That's the way it works. But again, I still believe this. I still believe Clemson wins those three games against lesser opponents, BC, Pittsburgh, Notre Dame, and I think they beat Syracuse. And if they do that, if they win those four out of five, then they're going to the NCAA tournament, period. And people can say whatever they want. They can believe whatever they want. It's America. You're free to believe whatever you want. But if Clemson wins those four or five games, they're going to the tournament, period. Robert in Georgia and then Knowles fan. Robert.
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Hey, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thanks. I didn't get a chance to watch or listen to the game last night. I had some family commitments, but I disappointed. But, you know, really, I didn't get to talk to you about it yesterday, but I really wasn't surprised. You know, Florida State has not lost since they played Clemson the last time. They have been on a roll, and they are going to be a team that I think is going to go deep in the tournament, just like you said. I mean, they are really getting everything together.
Yeah, they are a different team than the team I watched 8 games ago. They are. I mean, I went back and watched a Cliff Note version of the Florida State Clemson game one in its entirety, and what I saw was a Florida State defense that was not really well connected. And open driving lanes, and Mitchell got a lot of dribble penetration the first half of that game. That's what led to Amir Sims getting so many open looks in the first half. And again, he had like 15 points or something the first half of that game. But it was by and large because Florida State's defense did not look connected. And so I sort of expected to see more of that last night. That is not what we saw last night. We saw a much more connected team defensively, and those driving lanes were not open. And I thought, you know, the only time that Clemson got any easy offense was when they did push the ball.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but Florida State kind of did the same thing last year. They kept getting stronger and stronger, and they made a good run in the tournament, did they not?
They did. They went to the Elite Eight, and exactly. I think that's why this is stands to be a very dangerous tournament team because, again, they now have some experience going down the road, and they went that far last year. Plus, you know, it's funny because historically speaking at NCAA tournament time, teams reduce their depth. You don't play a ton of guys. You go 7-8 deep. Florida State's playing a different way. They're sort of playing the old Dean Smith way. They're almost playing with two different units, and they have that type of depth, and I think they're going to continue to use it because their length, size, and athletic ability, they think wears down opponents, and I think last night there was more evidence that they're right.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more about Sims. I thought coming into this season that Sims was going to be a lot bulkier and he was going to be a lot stronger four than he has been. I'm not sure why that is, and I don't think you know either. You haven't commented on if you do know, but I just really expected him to be a stronger four, and I'm not seeing, you know, just going back to last season, I'm not seeing the player like the Dante Grantham on this team or the Gabe DeVoe that, you know, you can just turn to
that, Robert, let me stop you for 1 second, because you're 100% right, but let me say this one thing in Amir's defense now, and that is this. You didn't see it from those players early in their careers either. They were acts of development. You know, Dante Grantham really took a long time to become the player that everyone now remembers. And the same was certainly true of DeVoe. I mean, people think like DeVoe was some great shooter for his whole career. DeVoe couldn't buy a jump shot for his first 3 years. You know, DeVoe is basically a byproduct of the system and developing players, and he got slowly better, slowly and surely better, and then his last year was when he had his breakout year. So in other words, in what I'm saying when I say that is, there's still time for Amir Sims to develop. He's still a very young player, and there's still time for him to develop. But yeah, I mean, I would like to see him be more physically aggressive and use his size more, because last night, as I watched that game, even as Clemson was having trouble shooting, and which has become sort of a norm, par for the course, I kept thinking to myself, the biggest issue here is that there's not a true power forward out there who's helping Eli Thomas mix it up physically with all this size.
Right, and I didn't mean to come down on any of these current players. I understand that.
No, look, I raised those issues earlier in the show.
Yeah, there just doesn't seem to be that player that, you know, I thought the seniors maybe, and I understand Mitchell's, you know, a little bit physically limited. He can't be that person. I'm not sure that Reese was ever going to be that person, but, you know, I really thought that Trapp was coming on, and I was, you know, hoping that he could, you know, come in and fill that role. And I thought that he did an excellent job, you know, against Miami and against Louisville, but he just kind of disappeared last night, I guess.
Yeah, he had a tough night. He had a tough night shooting the ball. Yeah. And sometimes that happens. The ball just doesn't go in. It's just the way it works. Yeah. But I'm still very high on Trapp. I'm high on his development, his overall athleticism, his competitive nature.
Yeah, I am too. I really think that you know, he's going to end up being that kind of leader that Clemson just seems to need in the way they play basketball. But I guess my question is. My last question is, you know, how many teams do you think the ACC is going to get into the tournament? And the reason that I ask that is because the way I see it, even if Clemson finishes 9-9, they still could probably end up being in the ninth position in the conference standing.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some teams in front of them that have beat them, the Virginia Techs, North Carolina States, depending on what happens with Syracuse. If they finish 9-9 and still stay in the ninth spot in the conference standings, are there going to be 9 teams selected for the NCAA tournament?
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
yes. You know, yeah. No, it's a fair question, Robert, and the answer is yes. You know, in part because some of these other conferences just aren't going to place anybody. The Pac-12 may get 2 teams in.
Yeah, it just seems to me like every year, even though the ACC has been one of the more stronger conferences, that they've selected teams from other conferences just to, I don't know, guess to spread the wealth around. And some of the teams in the ACC that finish middling of the conference end up getting left out.
Yep.
And if Clemson, you know, finishes 9-9 and you've got, you know, a North Carolina State 9-9 and maybe a Syracuse 9-9 and maybe a Virginia Tech 10-8.
They're all in. They're all in. They're all gone.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
Trust me, Robert.
Clemson's going to be the odd person out.
Nope, they're going. They're going. I promise you. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, Robert. That's all I had, Walt. I appreciate
good
it.
Good job. Thank you, as always. Quickly, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Hall. Knowles fan, I'm coming right to you as soon as we get back. Listen, First Class Hall, if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have a competitive advantage over the rest of us. You have a service outfit that specializes in your vehicles. Remember the guy, Ramona, who wrote the review said that he buys his vehicles based on having First Class Hall to service them.
Yes.
So he only bought, I forget what it was. In fact, maybe I have it. Every time time I've had to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between Honda or Toyota brands because I know that I'll have honest people I can take my vehicle to. I mean, that's an amazing compliment to First Class Haul. And that's who they are. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. Free, again, does anybody else do that? Free roadside assistance. Does anybody do that? Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. Again, does anybody do that? The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. They only hire the absolute top specialists in the industry. Greg has over 25 years with Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. This is the Anderson location. You're getting top flight specialists, knowledge that's top in the industry. And they always explain the options to you. You, the customer, makes all the final calls. And right now, in the month of February, there's this. You're going to love, February, love what we do at First Class Haul. February specials are here. Get 14% off labor on First Class Haul's previous recommendations. 14%. In addition to that, you can get $100 off any haul Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package, both going on now at our Greenville and Anderson locations. The timing belt package, this is a little bit like the roof of your home. See, if you don't pay attention to that, and I don't know when it's due in your vehicle, 50,000 miles, I don't know. But if you don't pay attention to that, your engine will be toast. So if it's coming due, get it done. Get $100 off in the month of February on any Halt timing belt package. And then, for the Anderson location only, you get the First Class Haul diagnostic check for just $99. Excuse me. So call and make your appointment today in Anderson, 260-9600. 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212. 297-1212. We'll be right back.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's electric. That's right, it's the Honda Clarity, Honda's plug-in electric hybrid. What that means to you is 48 miles of pure electric power. Then go those extra miles with a range of 350 miles with the hybrid engine. Also included in the Honda lineup is the Hybrid Accord and the Honda Insight with up to 55 miles a gallon. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com for our available inventory of electric and hybrid vehicles. Again, visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Caroline Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Chet.
I lost 60 pounds on the Health Dare, and I was off my CPAP machine within 30 days.
I lost 83 pounds of fat, and I'm off all my blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
If you're considering doing this program, don't wait another minute.
The coaches are fantastic, and the program is fantastic. This is the best investment we've ever made.
We tried everything, and this really works.
It's so easy and sustainable. We now have the tools to keep ourselves healthy for a lifetime.
We can travel, enjoy our 8 grandkids, and have the retirement we deserve. If you're skeptical, we were too. Take our word for it and call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
I dare you.
Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
Wants better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm going to punch you at 110%.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Texter 230 says, well, I'm starting to get real excited about South Carolina's basketball team next year. Obviously, the freshman, Lawson Bryant, all the South Carolina insider types will tell you that Cousinard, ineligible, is the best freshman in the bunch. Yeah, look, I think South Carolina has something going on. That's why the talk about firing Frank Martin earlier this year was so absolutely asinine. And look, this team may still make the NCAA tournament this year. You know, they're going to have to continue to play well down the stretch, with South Carolina not out of it either. Again, had a big win last night. So yeah, absolutely. You want to get in 654-767 now would be a good time. Randy writes, do you still see Clemson making the tournament? And then asks, or NIT? Yes, no, I still see Clemson making the tournament. I think Clemson wins 4 of their next 5 and is absolutely in if they do that. Knowles fan, what's going on, Knowles fan?
Walt!
You know.
Thanks for letting me get in, Walt.
Thank you for getting in, Knowles fan. You know, I saw a tweet from Daniel Shirley last night. Daniel and I were talking a little on Twitter, and Daniel wrote something to the effect of regarding Florida State, that, see, Florida State's success in basketball proves you can be a football school and have success in basketball. And I couldn't help but having this thought, Knowles fan, is that, well, that's because you're not a football school anymore.
Ouch, Walt. Easy.
I was thinking 36
years.
Yeah, I was thinking now you're actually a basketball school.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, first off, I'd like to say go Knowles on the basketball team last night. That was a good win for us.
Yep.
You know, I know we've won 8 straight, but we have played some of the bottom teams of the ACC, and I'm not picking at Clemson. I'm saying the Wake Forests and, you know, and some of those teams, the Miamis of the world. You know, so, but we have won 8 straight, and we're taking care of business. One question on the basketball team real quick before we get to recruiting. How do you see Florida State stacking up with the Tennessees, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, of the basketball, and how far do you think they could actually make a run this year?
I think they're in the Elite Eight, and then you will see from there. I don't see anybody beating them before then. I just don't. I mean,
is it because of the length?
Yeah, it's because the length and the depth, and And I think Kevin Galli is developing into one of the nation's best players. I mean, right in front of our eyes. I mean, I think he's unstoppable. I don't know who can guard him. Look, Elijah Thomas is one of the best post players in college basketball right now. Maybe one of the five best post players in college basketball, and Elijah couldn't guard him. I mean, I don't think anybody can guard him. I mean, I don't know how you guard him. I mean, last night he moved out beyond the top of the key and drained to three, but his real strength is developing in that little turnaround jump shot. He backs you down to 10 feet and then just turns and shoots it in your face, and the release point is so high, there's nothing you can do with it, and the shot is so feathery soft. I mean, he's just skilled, and
he can make free throws too.
Yeah, I mean, again, he played 21 minutes last night. He had 19 points and 11 rebounds. You're not going to get better production out of a guy than 21 minutes, 19 points, 11 rebounds.
I believe there was a stat last night. Didn't we outscore Clemson's bench? I think it was like 30 something to single digits or something. It was a crazy number like that.
I think it was 30-2. You know, now.
Right.
Now, it's a little misleading in that your best player is coming off your bench. Now, so, you know, because you're bringing Kevin Galli off your bench. So it's a little misleading in that regard. The problem for Clemson is the two. You know, that's the problem. It's not whether Florida State was going to outscore Clemson off the bench. That was a given. It was a given that Clemson was going to be outscored by Florida State's bench. The problem is that Clemson didn't have, you know, 10.
Well, and don't you think going into the tournament, you know, playing, you would think Hamilton's going to keep playing 8 to 9 guys. I believe he played 10 guys last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that's going to keep going and help Florida State, or do you think they could run into trouble trying to do that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I mentioned this before. Historically speaking, most teams only go 7 or 8 in the NCAA tournament, and a lot of teams actually shorten their bench at tournament time. But in your case, I don't think you're going to. I think you're going to continue with this because I think you believe that your length and athleticism and depth just wears people down. And I think there's a lot of evidence to say that that's the correct belief. So I think you're in a little bit unique situation. You may be the deepest team in America.
I like to hear that, Walt. Let's keep this rolling with some positive. So, Walt, I got to ask, did you have a chance to watch any of the recruiting for Florida State?
I have not yet watched your film, no. I will endeavor to do that, I promise, in the next week or so.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to get kind of those offensive linemen. I want to see where you think we're headed there and see if we're heading the right direction.
By the way, I don't know if I can find this now or not. Stay tuned, and I'm going to look for something, because I bumped into something the other day. It just made me laugh out loud because of all the things I said about Alec Eberle. I have to find this clip, this brief excerpt, and I don't even remember the guy's name who wrote it, but I know where to find it. So I'm going to look for it during the break, because you have to hear what this dude said about Alec Eberle. Now, again, as you know, when Florida State recruited him, when he was in high school, you know, I told you on this show, I do not understand why Florida State is recruiting this guy. I did not understand it. I couldn't believe when he was named starting center. And the entire Alec Eberle offensive line era at Florida State was a disaster, and it all started with him. But I have to read you this clip, so stay tuned, and I'll find it after the top of the hour.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I'll get back in next week and see where we go from there. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Knowles fan. I appreciate it. Yeah, you want to get in, now's a good time, 654-767. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. It doesn't get better than Joe's. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They're just incredible. I promise you, you can make a meal out of just that. In fact, I'm craving those right now. But then you'll want more. See, you know, the problem with Joe's, Ramona, is that your eyes are always bigger than your stomach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the portions are so huge. You know, if you're like a pepperoni lover, that pepperoni twist platter is enormous. I mean, you'll have a hard time finishing it before you even start thinking about your dinner. The meatball sliders, was it Greg? Greg wrote us repeatedly saying the meatball sliders, the greatest appetizer ever. I love the meatballs and marinara. The marinara sauce is unbelievable. It's just absolutely die for. That's the basis for all their red sauce dishes. Then you get to the entrees, the taste of Italy, the chicken parm, the lasagna with beef and multiple cheeses, the pizza, which is award-winning, the desserts, which are all homemade, including the cannolis, with the exception of the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York, and which is the finest cheesecake on the face of the planet. This is Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Get out there today. I promise you'll thank me later. Texas says, how do you think Tennessee's schedule looks for them? We're going to pull up Tennessee's remaining schedule. Listen, I still think the Vols are a Final Four team. I still think they're capable of winning the national title. I'm not at all dissuaded by or swayed by one loss at Kentucky. That game means nothing to me, absolutely nothing. I would expect Kentucky to beat Tennessee at Kentucky, just as I would expect Tennessee to beat Kentucky at in Knoxville. So I think we often make too much of one game. Right now, I think there are a handful of teams that could win a national title, you know, 6-7 teams. I think that's about the limit. One of those teams is still Nevada. Somebody asked me about Nevada earlier. They asked, is Nevada legit? Absolutely they are. They're a team that's capable of winning the national championship. They were down the road last year. They have everybody back, and they added to what they had. That's a really talented, athletic, diverse basketball team. They're absolutely one of the teams capable of not just making the Final Four, of winning the national title.
Okay, so, what do you want to know off it? After LSU?
I'm going to have you tell me when we come back. We'll also address the Alec Eberle thing. I pumped in this hysterical little write-up on Eberle. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge glides across the contours of my face. I never get any cuts or burns. That's a Harry's razor. Look, I don't care if you're male or female. You women will love it as well for that same reason. No cuts or burns. Listen, join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. When you mention my name, you just use code WALT at Harry's.com. WALT at Harry's.com. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. Played music, flex balls, vibrating heads. They added nothing to the shave. In fact, they detracted from the shave. So Harry's bought the finest German factory, made the finest steel, ground it into the sharpest blades, and then they offer you this. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at Harry's.com. You get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3. Use code WALT at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com, use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined